Ed, I got to ask you, what happened Friday? It looks like you got fed up and said, the heck with this, he's not calling on you?
No, that's not. What really happened was that the briefing went on for about 40 minutes, and I didn't get a question for whatever reason. I guess Jay Carney will have to answer that. I don't know why. I guess maybe he was upset. I wasn't. I was running to do a live shot. I think you mentioned, I can't remember who was anchoring, but you said when I came out to do the five. Were you on the five on Friday?
Yes.
Yeah. So, because I did a quick hit, and then we didn't actually do questions. I couldn't remember if you were part of that. I remember Dana Perino said she wanted to ask me a question, and then we were sort of out of time, and so we didn't get to do any back and forth. So I apologize for not remembering you were on. But what happened was the briefing went on for over 40 minutes. It started about 3 hours late. It went on for about 40 minutes. For some reason, Jay Carney decided to skip over me several times.
Does he do that a lot?
That hasn't happened before.
Ever.
Ever under Republican
or
Democratic administrations. And so it was about 4:52, 4:53 p.m., and as you know, the 5 was starting at 5, and I was looking at my iPhone because I had a live shot coming up, and I didn't want to miss it. And, you know, I had agreed to do it. You guys wanted me at the top of 5, and so I eventually left the briefing because I was gonna be late. And I would have stayed longer if Jay had called on me, but he didn't call me, so I had work to do. If you actually look at the video, Chuck Todd was sitting next to me. He got a question or two, and then he left. And I didn't hear anybody say, oh, my God, he staged a protest or anything. No, it's because Chuck Todd had to go file his piece for NBC Nightly News, just as I had to go do a live shot with you on the 5, and I had to file my piece for Brett Baer and Special Report.
No, I mean, it makes sense. Just the fact they didn't call on you is very
concerning.
Well, this is a week after the president.
It wasn't a protest for me. It was, I have a job to do.
But you would have stayed if you didn't have a shot.
If I didn't have a live shot, I would have stayed till the end of the briefing, expecting that Jay Carney was going to call into me like he has every other time, and like Republican press secretaries and Democratic press secretaries like Robert Gibbs before him have done. That is sort of the professional thing to do, so I would expect that Jay would do that.
Have you talked to him? Have you talked to him since?
No.
Do you go in today?
I'm busy. Today, I don't think we're going to have a briefing because it's Columbus Day, and so I would anticipate our next briefing would be on Tuesday, and I would anticipate that I'm going to get some questions because I'd be surprised if Jay didn't want to take tough questions, number one, and I'd be surprised if he wanted to, you know, ignore very important news organizations. So, you know, we'll see on Tuesday, I guess.
Okay. Never happened with Bush when you were at CNN, did it?
Never. It happened at a news conference once where President Bush, when I was working at CNN, was mad at me about something. He skipped over me. So the president did it, but I don't ever remember Dana Perino doing it. You have to ask her next time you're on the phone.
I am going to.
Ed, to put her on the spot.
I am.
She likes me now, but she used to be mad at me. And her and I laugh about it. When she was Bush's press secretary, she used to be mad at me. She used to scowl at me.
And that's the best proof.
That's
the best proof that you're fair and balanced,
Ed. Yep, that's our job.
All right, Ed, thanks for
Some
joining us.
Don't forget it. Take care.